Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9
FM. At AM 630.
It is 607 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. Happy New Year. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. This is, I got to say, the best Mornings on the Mall this year. Absolutely. This is the best one of 2016, and you're here to witness it. So, congratulations. How'd you do last night? Everything good? We good? You got your dehydration going? You got the headaches, the aspirin, pop it. It's fine. You're going to be good. We got a big day ahead of us. In fact, we have a big morning ahead of us. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to check in with Kathy Lanier, Chief of Police for the District of Columbia. 7:05, we'll talk to our Redskins analyst, Trevor Maddich, on this Sunday's game against the Cowboys. And then at 8:05, Jay Morgan from Born to be Fit to help you with your fitness resolutions this year. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside the Daily Caller's Carrie Pickett, who is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Happy New Year, Carrie.
Happy New Year.
Will it be a Happy New Year, though? You've been covering over at the Daily Caller the gun grab that is insidiously happening state by state, and if we believe the reports that we're seeing in the news today, potentially at the federal level from President Obama via executive actions. I don't know if this is going to be a Happy New Year for Second Amendment lovers, for freedom lovers, and for gun owners. Are you a gun owner, and are you concerned about the gun grab that is poised to begin here in 2016? We would like to hear from you. Are you actually buying guns while you can? And do you think that the gun issue and the Second Amendment will be major factors in the 2016 presidential elections? We'd love to get your take on it. Why don't you give us a call and get our year started right? 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. Why don't we start right here in Virginia, Carrie? You've been reporting on the move by Attorney General Mark Herring unilaterally without any duly elected representatives, making a pretty major decision about the concealed carry permits in Virginia. What did you report?
Well, what we've seen right now over in Virginia is that Mark Herring, the AG over there, he has summarily said that we are going to have 25 states, their gun permits will not be honored over in Virginia. Now, that is, of course, half the country.
Yeah.
And look, for a number of years, Virginia was very good about recognizing a number of states. And
it's
now
the headquarters of the NRA. I mean, the Old Dominion has been a true red state when it comes to Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely. And in fact, I was thinking about this when it first happened, and I do believe that a reason why they ended up doing this, particularly in Virginia, was that it was a kind of a lob over to the NRA because it is located over in Fairfax. So if you think about it for a moment, right now they are only recognizing just a handful of states at this point, and it not only affects those 25 states, but it also affects Virginians in that if you don't have, say, a Utah permit, which recognizes many, many states, and vice versa, you will not be able to go into, say, five other states with your firearm with a Virginia permit.
Was it arbitrary?
Or six out, rather.
Yeah. Was it arbitrary, this decision? I mean, I would think. Now, listen, I'm trying to be as generous as possible with our elected officials and how they make these decisions. And I got to think, okay, I'm governor of a state, and we have an agreement with 25 other states about reciprocity for the concealed carry. And to maintain that reciprocity, I've got to think at any given time, we're keeping updated on what their rules and what their criteria are, their processes, you know, because, listen, if one state is starting to be a loser and they're starting to, you know, just willy-nilly, you know, give out conceal, we all agree as lovers of the Second Amendment and our freedoms that we also don't want the wrong people to have guns.
Sure.
And if we determine that this state is falling down on the job and the wrong people are getting the guns through their permit process, we should be able to say, no, okay, we're not going to recognize that state. What was that involved? Did they actually say, okay, the reason that we're doing this is because we don't trust these states and their processes, or was it just broad stroke, no more?
Well, according to Mark Herring, he says that their processes and their laws are too permissive. And we here in Virginia, we have very strict processes. We have very strict gun laws. And that's the reason why we are just dismissing these 25 states. I have a very sneaky suspicion that is not the case because, for example, there are a number of states that require range tests for you to qualify for your concealed carry permit.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that here in Virginia, in order for you to get a concealed carry permit, you don't have to do a rigorous range test like, say, like they do out, say, in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I find to be extraordinarily interesting. What
yeah.
were the, rather, I would like to know what was the exact criteria.
Right. Show us the list. Show us specific. So those other states can say, oh, geez, sorry, Virginia, we'll make sure we meet your standard. But no, that wasn't the case. They just, it's over. All right, so now what about those states? Because reciprocity, by definition, works both ways. If you have a concealed carry permit in the Commonwealth of Virginia and you want to move to, say, Tennessee or move to Utah, are those states going to honor what Virginia has given you? Or have they now said, no, forget it, Virginians, you're out of luck?
That's a very good question, because also here in the state of Virginia, you can, if you have a concealed carry permit, you can go to a bar where they serve alcohol. This was a very recent development in
yeah,
Virginia
I know in some states you can't take a gun to a bar. Yeah,
exactly. That. Of course, here in Virginia,
don't ask me how I know that. I just know that.
But the thing is, though, is that you can't drink yourself.
Right, right.
But the thing is, though, is that in other states where they just dismissed this, as far as the reciprocity was concerned, you're not allowed to do that. So I would like to know.
But they didn't reject the concealed carry permit across the board. They just said, okay, we honor your permit, but when you're in our state, just so you know, you can't go into a bar like you can in Virginia.
Well, what they're saying to these states is, we don't honor your permit, but
but
what they're saying is, well, hold on a second. If you have a West Virginia permit, if you have a Texas permit, but you're not from any one of those states, you then can end up carrying your firearm here in Virginia. Or you can get a Virginia permit if you're a non-resident, and you can come into our state. So this could also be a moneymaker as well for a Virginia. So
that could, this could be. Listen, I never put revenue generation past Governor McAuliffe or any Democrat who's in charge of a state. All right, you've also reported at the Daily Caller, Kerry Pickett, about a couple of state senators who are outraged about this and have decided that they might use their power of the purse to get back at the governor about this. It's a controversial move, though. Which is the state senator now? It's
Bill Carrico.
Carrico, yeah.
Yes, yes. Bill Carrico is threatening to do, and what he's proposing to do, in fact, is that when the Senate comes back into session, he has proposed an amendment to defund Terry McAuliffe's security detail.
Basically saying, okay, you don't want people to be able to conceal carry in this state, then you're not going to get any armed security, Governor McAuliffe.
Correct.
If people can't protect themselves with a firearm, you can't get that same protection.
Correct. I'm curious as to see how well that is going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very interesting how that can possibly pass both chambers, but we'll see exactly.
And I'm thinking Terry McAuliffe might not sign that.
Exactly.
If it does reach his desk. But it makes the point.
As far as overriding a veto is concerned.
Yeah. It does make a point, though, I think.
Exactly.
And, you know, listen, I was skeptical when I first heard about it. I said, listen, it's kind of mixing apples and oranges, and it's, you know, it's a stunt. But you know what? It's about time Republicans started figuring out that they can get headlines and they can push their agenda by sometimes doing a stunt like this. Listen, there's more to come about the gun talk, especially some new laws that go into effect today, January 1st. Laws in California that are pretty restrictive, but laws in Texas, which are looking pretty good. We'll talk
Absolutely.
About that and take your calls in a minute. Are you thinking that the gun issue is going to loom large in this new year? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15. Now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews. He's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Indeed, Larry, and a happy new year to you. Plethora of accidents, one in Northeast, westbound Florida Avenue, between 11th and 12th. All lanes are blocked. On the inner loop of the Beltway at Annapolis Road, we have a crash reducing the road there to one lane. The left lane squeezing by. 395 northbound at Boundary Channel Drive, there's a crash. All lanes are blocked there as well. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a pretty good day to, a pretty good way to start the new year, I should say. Today, Friday, we've got partly sunny skies with a high of 48. You know, it's pretty. It's crisp. We'll have clear skies. Why not? Tonight, clear skies also. Low of 32. That magic number, 32. And then here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, sunny, high of 46. Sunday, getting warmer, high of 50. No rain in the forecast this weekend, so enjoy this first weekend of 2016. Right now, 42 degrees in the nation's capital, 617 on WMAL. All right, so this is the insanity that's happening in Virginia. Carrie Pickett of the Daily Caller sitting in for Brian Wilson. It's disconcerting because, as I said, Virginia, you know, the birthplace of democracy in North America, representative democracy and freedoms. You would think, you know, the birthplace and home of James Madison, the man who crafted the words of the Second Amendment, you would think that gun ownership, freedom, and liberty would actually have a place in the Commonwealth. That's shocking. What's not shocking is California.
Indeed.
Tell us about the law that Jerry Brown has signed in and will go into effect today.
Absolutely. What we're seeing out in California here is that a law has just gone into effect that will allow judges to seize guns from any law-abiding citizen that the judge believes to be a risk to either themselves or other people. And that is the gist of the legislation.
The idea, and again, let me be generous to their articulated good intentions, the Democrats who put this through. They claim that this is under the guise of if you see something, say something. If you know that there's someone in your family, if a parent knows that their child or their teenager is suffering from some sort of psychosis, or if you know that your father or your brother or, you know, whoever it is that you're close to is emotionally disturbed and talking about suicide or making threats that they're going to go to a mall and shoot everybody up, you can go to the authorities, say, you know, listen, this person has a problem. They shouldn't be allowed to have a firearm right now. And the courts, and this is what really amazes me about it, they don't have to notify the person who
exactly.
is in question. They can have an entire court proceeding, take evidence without ever talking to this person.
No due process.
No due process at all. And the authorities, the government, can go in and say, we've determined that you are unable to responsibly own this firearm. We're going to seize it from you. And then after the fact, you can then make your case and say, no, let me have the gun.
Absolutely. And this is in response to the six people who were killed by Elliot Rodgers during the Isla Vista massacre.
Yeah.
And
this is that guy who he like hacked up his friends and his roommate with a machete, right?
Right.
Before he then went on a shooting rampage in Santa Barbara.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Obviously, you know, the people who died from the machete, they're not helped by this. And by
exactly.
the way, his parents, I don't recall this in the story, Carrie. You tell me, did his parents actually attempt to get his gun away from him
no.
because they knew he was emotionally disturbed? No.
And what's interesting here is that the law is known as the Gun Violence Restraining Order.
Yeah.
And the thing here is that very often what we're seeing is how often have we heard the parents or the friends who say, you know, we knew about this and we wanted to do something, but we decided to kind of hold back. No, very often we hear the friends and we hear the family come out and they say, we had no idea.
Exactly. I would have never guessed this. You would think when you're passing a law like this that restricts somebody's liberties, that they would at some point take testimony during hearings over there in Sacramento where somebody could come up and make the case, present evidence that says, listen, so many times it's happened that, you know, citizens have come forward, asked the police to take guns away from somebody because he's emotionally disturbed, and we couldn't do it because of this, because, you know, this pesky Second Amendment. We couldn't take their guns away from them, and then, look, they went and committed murder. They didn't take any evidence like that. There is no evidence like that that I'm aware of. This is, it's preying on people's fears and emotions. They want to set up the situation where if a battered wife is scared for her life, she should be able to get a gun away from her abusive husband. Well, okay, I'm okay with that, but there should still be due process.
Well, even taking your last point about the whole battered wife situation, what we are seeing over in New Jersey, on the other hand, some good news is that now maybe this is obviously this could be a result of Chris Christie's presidential campaign, but hey,
yeah,
so be it.
So what? Yeah.
You know, they're looking to loosen up the gun laws out there.
So the battered wives can protect themselves.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Because there was a woman very recently, she was trying to get a gun permit because her ex-boyfriend was beating her up. And,
right.
And she tried to protect herself. She had to wait way longer than what the statute said they had to get her a permit for, and then he came and killed her.
Yeah, and she died while she was waiting for her gun. All right, we're going to talk about a little bit more good news, not just in New Jersey, but in Texas in just a moment. And you, if you want to chime in, do you think that gun issues will loom large in the presidential election this year? Give us a call, 888-630-9625. It's 622.
Here's some interesting news for you homeowners. The U.S. Department of Energy states that leaky windows from your home can account for up to 25% of your heating bill because the leaky windows let the heat out. If you think about it, it sounds pretty bad. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and how does this sound? If you call Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK and tell them you heard this on WMAL, they'll take 25% off every window during their biggest sale of the year. Now, doesn't that sound better? Thompson Creek eliminates the middlemen by designing, building, and installing their own super energy-efficient windows made right here in their local factory. That also sounds better. Call 855-57-CREEK and mention WMAL. You'll get 25% off each window during the biggest sale of the year. That's 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
If you ever want to buy a car or a house, you're going to want to know your credit score. Because banks will check it. And if there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. That's with just one mistake. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com. Get your credit score, get your credit report, and check it whenever you like. It's free, and there's no catch. You never need to enter a credit card. No trial subscriptions. It's just a free credit score and report. Right now. Because at Credit Karma, we thought you should be able to see what the banks see before you apply. Plus, Credit Karma can help keep track of your bills and your loans, and can even send credit alerts, so you can catch errors on your credit report quickly. All for free. So don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score or credit report. Go to CreditKarma.com. CreditKarma.com. That's CreditKarma.com.
With new advances in dentistry, you deserve a doctor that can bring you the latest technology and the most effective results. Your dentist should strive to constantly improve their skills. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and that's exactly what I do. I accrue an average of 100 additional hours of continuing education yearly. That's far more than required in my field, but I owe it to my patients to make sure they're receiving the highest quality care. And that's one of the reasons why I'm able to offer the latest dental procedures, including teeth in a day, full dental implants, in just one pain-free visit. With over 35 years of advanced training, I also perform procedures for general and cosmetic dentistry. And we offer a variety of sedation options, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. McMillan Sedation Dentistry changes lives on a daily basis, and we can change yours starting today. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hi, Larry. All right, we have police on the scene of a crash in Northeast D.C. westbound Florida Avenue between 11th and 12th. All lanes are blocked at the moment. Beltway's inner loop right near Annapolis Road, Interchange 20. An accident there. The right lane is blocked at Goodluck Road and Prince William I-66 westbound. The off-ramp to Gainesville, a crash there, but it has been moved to the shoulder. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and do it today. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in, but a front's through, and the wet weather is over with. Maybe a passing shower. Other than that, the clouds will break into some clearing today. 52 degrees. There is some fog around, especially west and south, where there's a dense fog advisory. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. 42 degrees right now in the nation's capital. It's 626 on WMAL. Larry O'Connor here, alongside Kerry Pickett of the Daily Caller, sitting in for Brian Wilson. Kerry's been reporting on gun rights issues in Virginia and nationally, for that matter, talking about a lot of laws that go into effect starting today. Let's talk about Texas. Big deal in Texas where now open carry for handguns is the law. And I think a lot of people were surprised that it wasn't already part of Texas law. Everyone says, oh, Texas is like the Wild Wild West, shoot 'em cowboys.
Yeah.
But today is the day where they actually officially commence open carry for all legal gun owners, right?
Well, yes. You know, people tend to forget that Texas kind of just sort of became, you know, very pro-gun just in the last, say, 20 years or so. I mean, before that, it was fairly restrictive. And it was only after, say, assault weapons ban kind of went away and so on and so forth that it began, started to become a little bit more looser as far as guns were concerned.
Well, they used to say, so goes California, so goes the rest of the nation. Let's hope this year how Texas and New Jersey go, so go the rest of the nation and not California.
Indeed.
It's 627 on WMAL.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24. And it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to hear from Police Chief Kathy Lanier, looking back on, well, unfortunately, a pretty nasty year for the District of Columbia when it comes to the homicide rate. We'll hear her plan for fixing that problem and making 2016 a little safer in the nation's capital. That's coming up after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 630. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. Happy New Year. The news is sponsored by the Big Screen Store. Big cities around the country held lavish New Year's celebrations. In Vegas, an 8-minute fireworks show was shot from 7 casino rooftops. In New York City, about a million people packed into Times Square to watch the Waterford Crystal Ball drop at midnight. One of the most upscale hotels and residences in Dubai is still on fire this morning. At least 14 people were injured, none seriously. The homicide rate in D.C. in 2015 ends 54% higher than 2014. Last year, there were a grand total of 162 homicides, according to the latest numbers by D.C. police. Democratic presidential candidate Martin O'Malley has not gotten enough signatures to qualify for Ohio's primary ballot. He fell short by about 200. and parole could be coming back to Virginia. The state did away with it in 1995, but Governor Terry McAuliffe's administration and others say they'd like to see some inmates given a chance at parole. Checking your money, the stock market's closed for the holiday. In sports, the Capitals couldn't make it 10 wins in a row, losing 2-4 to the Carolina Hurricanes. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 65-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Let me say that again. $9.99. Wow! Let's go big on sound. How about 10% off Bose game-changing sound systems? Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture and a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free, which means if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Plus, you get free delivery. That's big. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Did you know that Northern Virginia Community College works closely with local employers to ensure NOVA graduates have the skills and knowledge needed by the region's specialized workforce? This includes quickly developing new programs in evolving fields such as cybersecurity and biotechnology to meet workforce demands. Other in-demand programs include nursing, engineering, information technology, and business management. Classes start January 11th. Register today at nvcc.edu. Northern Virginia Community College, a proven asset for our region.
Retirement. It's the key reason most people engage in financial planning. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. Your retirement is fast approaching, or it started not long ago. Will your retirement years be as financially secure as you hope? Make sure you're doing everything right by attending my new seminar, Introduction to Retirement Planning. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to maximize your Social Security benefits, and how to handle your wills and trusts with proper estate planning. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so your retirement will be everything you want and deserve. The seminar comes to Fairfax January 19 and 20 at 1 and 7 p.m. Just $15 per person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Do you ever feel like your house owns you more than you own it? Or feel like you have too much stuff and you don't know how to get rid of it all? Maybe time is knocking on your door telling you it's time to make a change and you need guidance.
Hi, this is Eric Stewart.
Over the past 25 plus years, I've helped thousands transition from large cluttered houses into more comfortable homes. And I've written a free downloadable guide to help. It's called The Right Sizing Guide. Get your free copy at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. Or call us at 1-800-900-9104.
It's 6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heather, watch out. We have a disabled vehicle on 95 southbound approaching 642 in Virginia. It's blocking the right lane. A crash in D.C. northeast westbound Florida Avenue between 11th and 12th. All lanes taken out. And a crash in Maryland 95 southbound at Route 32. The right merge lane and the off-ramp blocked. No VRE service as far as mass transit is concerned today. Metro Rail and Metro Bus on a Sunday schedule from 7 this morning till about 3 p.m. this afternoon. Off-peak fares are in effect all day. Right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly sunny skies for this January 1st. We'll head up to 48. Clear tonight, overnight low 32. Sunny tomorrow, 46 for that afternoon high. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 degrees in Fort Belvoir, 37 in Olney, and 42 at Reagan National. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It is 6:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, we'll check in with Redskins analyst Trevor Maddich. Big final game of the year against the Cowboys. Every game against the Cowboys is big. I don't care if you're in first place or last place. And that's this Sunday. We'll check in with Trevor Maddich at 7:05. 8:05, Jay Morgan of Born to be Fit will help us get started on our Get in Shape resolutions for 2016. I'm Larry O'Connor. Kerry Pickett from the Daily Caller is in for Brian Wilson. Good to have you, Kerry.
Good to be here.
We just had a conversation about guns, and unlike what Democrats think, no, gun laws are not in place. The Second Amendment is not there so that people can go out hunting and skeet shooting, as they like to say, every time they're up for re-election. No, it's about self-protection. It's about being able to protect yourself and your family and your property from any threat. That's why we have that right enshrined. That's my understanding. Tell me if I'm wrong, Kerry.
Well, the Founding Fathers did put it in there primarily to protect the people from the tyranny of government.
Yes, and from any threat.
From any threat,
yes,
right.
Absolutely. And given that, you've lived in Washington for quite some time. You're a young single woman. You have to work in this town. It ain't a very safe town, is it? And D.C. notoriously has horrible gun laws for people trying to protect themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And we're not even just talking about bringing a firearm into the district. We're talking about, and you know all the stories as well, you're talking about if you have an empty shell.
Right. Oh, it's ridiculous.
You are going to be busted with, you know, horrible consequences. We've heard about stories about an individual who was using an empty shell or something to that effect as like a paperweight, and then his wife came after him using that, and next thing you knew, he was in court and he was dragged in. I mean,
unless
that was a whole
David,
other story.
Unless you're David Gregory on Meet the Press.
Oh, yes.
You're going to get
the
busted.
Magazine. Yes, yeah, so. Exactly. An empty magazine will get you in trouble. I mean, the laws here are so incredibly draconian that, you know, no matter what, you will be busted. I mean,
right.
And the funny thing here is that the city council members refuse to change them.
Yeah,
no,
it literally takes
they are.
It literally takes a federal court order for them to do so. And so, listen, I say all of this, and we discuss all of this to set up the fact that we believe, of course, that those laws that keep guns out of the hands of those Americans who are law-abiding and just wish to protect themselves, that allows the bad guys to wreak havoc on this town. That's why we've seen an increase in murder in the last year. That's how we look at it. It's the highest murder rate last year than it has been in 7 years in the nation's capital. Yesterday afternoon on Washington's Drive at 5, I had an interview with D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier. We first spoke about security preparations for the New Year's Eve celebrations that happened last night, and thank God everything went beautifully. Good job, Chief Lanier, and all law enforcement. But then we talked about the murder rate in 2015 and what the police chief's plan was to fix the problem. Here's a little bit of that. If I could just get you on record on some of the issues that are in the news today, your entire police force will start using body cameras. This is something that's been discussed, negotiated, wrangled over for months. Are you comfortable with the new provisions that have now been put in place by Mayor Bowser and the district council?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, that's not 100% accurate. We have about 400 cameras out there now. The rollout will continue throughout the 2016 calendar year. So, I mean, the whole force will have them. Hopefully we'll have them all out and distributed by the end of the calendar year in 2016. But as of right now, there are about 400. They just, you know, finally everything, all the rules and regulations and the laws, all that stuff has been finalized now. So, yeah, we're completely comfortable. I mean, our officers embrace these cameras from the beginning, and they have already, I think even with limited distribution out there, has shown some promise for us. So we're real happy to see everything finalized now and just continue with our rollout.
Meanwhile, Mayor Bowser had some comments yesterday at her press conference about her unexpected crime rate increase last year and how that really drained a lot of her attention and resources. Looking back, of course, 162 homicides, an increase of 54% from the prior year. What is your plan? What have you put in place so that 2016 is a better year than 2015?
Well, what often gets lost in this conversation is the fact that crime is down. Crime is actually down 4% in Washington, D.C. this year, and that follows decreases year after year after year. There's one crime that is up, and that is homicide, and we're seeing kind of that anomaly that many major cities are seeing, and in terms of kind of anecdotally talking about what's behind that homicide spike, the only commonality we see, like many of the other cities, is you're seeing an awful lot of repeat violent offenders that are either recently released or released and under supervision who are involved in these homicides. We're seeing a lot of high-capacity magazines. So we're kind of focusing our efforts on what we know is behind the one commonality behind the single crime that increased this year. So that's where we're focusing and starting to see some benefit to that right now. But, you know, comfortable we'll have a better year in 2016.
Police Chief Kathy Lanier is our guest here as we round up the year here in Washington, D.C. And one last question, the new marijuana laws that went into effect, a lot of the argument in favor of those laws was that this is going to decrease much of the criminal element with pot. Have you seen that to be the case? Obviously, you're not arresting as many people for marijuana possession, but has it curbed the other violent crimes and other, you know, petty crimes that are attached to the drug trade?
Well, that's the funny thing about measuring prevention. It's hard to measure what's prevented, right? So yeah. What doesn't happen, hard to measure what doesn't happen and why it doesn't happen. We haven't seen any significant increases or decreases that we can attribute at all to the marijuana laws, other than some decrease in arrest. Although small amounts of marijuana weren't a significant portion of our arrest anyway. So I wish I had a better answer for you, but right now we just don't see any significant impact either way.
Chief Kathy Lanier, thank you for joining us. Don't be a stranger. There's always issues in the news, and we like to touch base with you here. Thanks for being here.
That's correct.
You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
How amazing was your Christmas gift this year? Well, this is Larry O'Connor saying that if you didn't get the gift that makes you look younger than you've looked in years, then you should order Genucel right now. Take advantage of an outrageous discount, then watch Genucel take years, even decades off your face, along with unsightly bags and puffiness under your eyes. Genucel works for men and women, and it works fast. In fact, with the Genucel immediate effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, so the compliments around this holiday season are guaranteed. I use Genucel every single day. I absolutely love it, and you will too. Call them 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Genucel works or your money back. And this holiday season, Chamonix will give you their amazing Platinum Dark Circle treatment absolutely free. And best of all, Chamonix has extended their Christmas and holiday sale. Order now and Chamonix will upgrade you to priority shipping free. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720. One more time, 800-525-2720 for Genucel.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 877-304-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 877-304-8723 or otaclass.com.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's talk to Art Andrews in the Hadid Traffic Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry. On 95 in Virginia, southbound, that is, approaching 6:42. Watch out, a disabled vehicle blocks the right lane. A crash on 95 southbound in Maryland at Route 32. The right merge lane and the on-ramp taken out. And as far as mass transit is concerned, no VRE service this day, this holiday. Metro Rail and Metro Bus on a Sunday schedule from 7 o'clock this morning until 3 p.m. Off-peak fares are in effect all day. Right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'm very proud of him. I'm so proud to see how...
Yeah, it's going to be partly sunny today, high of 48 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 32. And then Saturday, sunny with a high of 46. Right now, 42 degrees. It's 646 on WMAL.
Through one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
All right, Carrie Pickett is in for Brian Wilson this morning. Carrie from the Daily Caller, of course. And you are a braver man than I, Carrie. You stayed up till midnight last night.
Okay,
well, to coin a phrase, I don't want to, you know. You stayed up till midnight. You actually did the countdown thing. You actually watched.
I did the countdown thing. But you know what, though? The thing is, though, is that, you know, every few years or so, sometimes you kind of mix it up as to what you do for New Year's. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you'll do the party, other times you'll do the house party, and then other times you just kind of hang out with
You stay in bed with a remote control.
Other times you may hang out with two or three friends at their house and just sip a couple of beers and then just watch the New Year's Eve shows. And I've just mixed it up over the years.
So last night was the night to hang out with a couple of friends and talk back at the television
exactly.
As people acted like idiots. And we wanted to give you a roundup. I don't know if you stayed up till I did not. I made it till 11. I celebrated Puerto Rico New Year's Eve last night.
I had, you know what, as a child, exciting. I did that in Puerto Rico.
You're part Puerto Rican. That's right.
It's a lot of fun.
I did the countdown, and then it was all right. I'm done. I'm going to bed. Which is, I mean, 11 o'clock on a school night is pretty huge for me. So we wanted to give you a rundown on some of the odd gaffes and things that happen on television.
Sure.
Thankfully, Carrie watched this as she does. This is all eyes were on Fox News as usual last night, but more than usual last night because they had a pretty huge get. Donald Trump.
Right.
His entire family live from Florida, all dressed in their tuxedos and
Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago. Live with Eric Bolling and Kimberly Guilfoyle, who were hosting the New Year's Eve celebration from Times Square. And what we're going to play for you here, it's a bit of a visual, so we're going to come in and tell you exactly what's going on. But it starts with Ivanka finishing up some remarks about Donald. And when she finishes, you'll hear Eric Bolling say, okay, well, we want you to do the countdown with us. So Donald and the whole family is supposed to count down to the new year live, you know, at the new year.
Right.
When he says this, just so you know, when Eric Bolling says, we want you to count down the new year, there's a little shot of Times Square and the big screen at Times Square, and it already says 14, 13. Okay, so just listen. We'll do the countdown with you.
I'm very proud of him. I'm so proud to see how his message is resonating with so many people. And I'm very excited to be kicking off an amazing 2016 as
all right.
a collective.
So there you go.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
What we want to do is we want
14,
you do your countdown,
13,
stay with us,
12,
with you.
11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You can hear them celebrating, right? They're going nuts in Times Square. Listen to all the popping.
All the confetti's coming down.
They were off by like 10 seconds. And everybody on TV knew it. Everyone's watching saying, no, you got it wrong.
I was like, hurry up, wrap it up.
They had one job. You host this entire New Year's Eve show, and it all boils down to one moment, the countdown. And they got it wrong. Although, listen, I mean, I'm sure that it was a bit of a, you know.
It, in fairness to Fox, apparently there was a sound glitch that was going on.
Well, we know about that sometimes.
Yeah.
There was a delay, and we get it. That's fine. Listen, if I'm Roger Ailes, I'm fine with that going on because.
Sure.
Let me tell you what happened over on CNN, because I don't know why they keep doing this horror show of Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin. This is how their program started. Anderson Cooper is their multi-gajillion-dollar superstar. He is the face of CNN.
Right.
They fly him to Paris when there's a terror attack. They fly him to Haiti when there's an earthquake. I mean, he is the man. And they begin their New Year's Eve show with him in bed with Kathy Griffin and listen to the dialogue.
So you just spoke to my mom on the phone.
I just spoke to Maggie. That's true.
Maggie Griffin, 95, still going strong.
She wasn't really sure what channel CNN was on.
But she loved calling you Jake Tapper. She was like, give Jake a big hug. And I said I would. You know, she's 95.
So there's expect today as many as I'm already.
Are
nervous.
You already
I'm
flustered?
Sweating.
I have one question,
yes.
And then we'll get to the joke.
Okay.
How far is your sexual relationship with Caitlyn Jenner? gone? Like, is it first base?
I don't even know what that means.
All right, so this is in the first 3 minutes of the broadcast, and Kathy Griffin asked Anderson Cooper how far his sexual relationship with Caitlyn Jenner has gone. You'd think that was like, at that moment, you're like, oh, my God, this has got to stop. No, no, keep listening.
I don't know what you're saying.
That's how we start a show.
Yeah, that's...
Here at Anderson and Kathy, New Year's.
The crowds are assembled
outside.
We got about a million people...
I think you're being transphobic.
Expected to be out in Times Square tonight. Security's incredible.
I'm starting to have sympathy for Brian Wilson 4 hours a morning with me. I am the Kathy Griffin in our relationship. It keeps going, Carrie.
Would you have killed for that Vanity Fair cover, though? I would have put on the corset.
I've been on the cover of Vanity Fair. I'm just saying.
Oh. Wow.
So,
I don't know what you're saying. It's the new word.
I know what you're saying.
You don't think that Caitlyn looks a little like Jessica Lange?
I'm very happy for Caitlyn Jenner.
That was very cautious. By the way, this is how much we prep.
This is how it's going to start.
This is it, and this is how they began their broadcast. I mean, honestly, what are they doing over at CNN?
Well, you know what, though? Look.
You're going to explain this, are you?
You know, and once again, by the way, just so you know, CNN also seemed to have some sound problems with the microphones and so on and so forth. I don't know what was going on over.
You were flipping all over the place.
We were flipping all over the place.
And wasn't one of the reporters like, it seemed like she had already had a cocktail or two?
Yes, over at CNN, it appeared that one of the reporters was maybe drinking a little too much. We don't know. We don't know what was going on.
It's in the spirit.
It's in the spirit. So, like, no one was giving her any problems with it. But, hey, they were having fun. Yeah.
So what was your favorite? Because you were all over the place. You watched a little Ryan Seacrest. You watched a little. Yeah. What was your favorite?
You know what? It was hard to have a favorite. It really was, because it was kind of like we were all kind of just smiling at it the entire time. I think one of the interesting things was, remember like back in the olden days before the cable networks, where all you had was Dick Clark?
You had Dick Clark, or you had The Tonight Show, too, Johnny Carson.
Exactly.
Although they like pre-taped it. It is nice to have all of these options. I just want to say one quick beef, though, in these final seconds here. I'm angry at ESPN. ESPN has now ruined New Year's Eve because they had two huge football games, the two semifinals and the college playoffs. And if you're a football fan, you had to watch those games instead of actually enjoying your New Year's. I don't like this new trend. They need to change this next year. It's 6:53.
Here's some interesting news for you homeowners. The U.S. Department of Energy states that leaky windows from your home can account for up to 25% of your heating bill because the leaky windows let the heat out. If you think about it, it sounds pretty bad. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and how does this sound? If you call Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK and tell them you heard this on WMAL, they'll take 25% off every window during their biggest sale of the year. Now, doesn't that sound better? Thompson Creek eliminates the middlemen by designing, building, and installing their own super energy-efficient windows made right here in their local factory. That also sounds better. Call 855-57-CREEK and mention WMAL, you'll get 25% off each window during the biggest sale of the year. That's 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
My brother Chris is allergic to talking about retirement. Bring up his future and you'll get glazed eyes and awkward answers. Don't believe me? Let's try it. Chris, when will you retire?
You darn right I like nachos.
See what I mean? Chris, do you have a retirement account?
It's gotta be the right kind of cheese.
One last time, are you ever going to retire?
And don't forget jalapenos. I love jalapenos.
Good for you, buddy.
Avoiding the retirement conversation? At the mutual fund store, we get it, and our advisors are here to help. Whether you're storing 401k statements in a shoebox, can't tell a traditional from a Roth IRA, or include Piggy Bank as one of your retirement accounts, there are no judgments here. We'll simply sit down with you one-on-one, talk about where you're at, and help you put a plan in place to get you where you want to be tomorrow. Let's get the conversation started today with a free consultation.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit mutualfundstore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in the district, barring northeast, westbound Florida Avenue between 11th and 12th, A crash still blocks all lanes. Minnesota Avenue between C Street and College Street. Watch out for a crash. An investigation is ongoing in both directions, and the road is closed because of that. And keep in mind, East Capitol Street is shut down between 17th and 22nd from 7:30 this morning to 9:30. That's all for the Fresh Start 5K. And on 95 southbound in Maryland at Route 32, a crash blocking the right merge lane and the on-ramp. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly sunny today with a high of 48 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 32. And here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, sunny, high of 46. Sunday, sunny, high 50. Monday, right now, looking like more sun than clouds, high of 40. So the temperatures are dropping right now. And by the time we hit Tuesday, we might get down to the 20s. It's 42 degrees at 6:56.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking points.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Chris Plant here. You know, I'm a big supporter of a lot of different organizations, and there's one that's a little different I think you're going to like. WingsForWildlife.org is a nonprofit charity founded by former military aviators who are wildlife conservationists. Their mission is to apply aviation skills and military training to wipe out illegal poaching before it wipes out wildlife. Visit WingsForWildlife.org to learn more about how you can help wildlife rangers in Africa win this fight to protect endangered species for future generations.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. Call 877-249-6988. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Call 877-249-6988. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Jack Dershow learned to fly in what was then the United States Army Air Corps, graduating with his wings back in 1943. He flew a total of 10 planes while he was in the service. After World War II ended, he went on to fly in the Air Force Reserves. Jack is 96 years old, and all of these years later, he's still flying airplanes. He says, keeps him young. God's been good to me. I can still function, Jack said. All of the pilots who flew with Jack down in Texas say they learn something from him every time they go up. Jack's daughter says if he lives to be 100, she'll throw him a big party. He thought that sure sounded like something to shoot for. Jack can serve as an inspiration to all of us, not just because of his service to America and the United States military, but for his spirit and love of life. I doubt Jack needs a party to make it to 100, but hey, why not? Let's hope he flies in for it. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU Continuous Pain Relief Spray works fast at every angle, makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
January 6th, the heat is on CNBC.
Come on, boys, that dining room is filling up.
A culinary dream team gives hungry entrepreneurs a baptism by fire.
That's your chance. Ready?
If they survive, they'll get the chance of a lifetime to open their own restaurant.
I can offer you $1 million.
Oh!
This is Restaurant Startup.
Let's do it, guys.
Take it in the window.
Let's go, let's go.
Wednesday, January 6th at 10 Eastern, the season premiere of Restaurant Startup.
This is awesome.
On CNBC.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll check in with Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst, for the big game this Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. We'll also give you a Star Wars update. George Lucas is, well, the remorse is with him over the words he said about Disney. And finally, it's time to call out hoverboards as the plague of our nation that they are. Is it time to do away with hoverboards once and for all? We'll take it up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.